Aruchas Shabbos says in Peir Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel, that even if you have a tight magnet which connects to the fridge, it's not a problem. It is not a problem if you have this magnet to take it on or to put it off. And there's no building over here. It's not actually considered part of the fridge. It's not a chelek of the fridge. It's only considered connected to the fridge. And therefore, there's no problem of building over here, it says the Aruchas Shabbos. So that's not a problem over there. What about... what the Aruchas Shabbos does say is that be very careful. Sometimes you have a magnet that has muktzah papers on. What are muktzah papers? It could be writing paper that you haven't written yet. So it's just plain paper. That's actually muktzah. It could be there's a bill on it or something, which would also be muktzah. So even though the Aruchas Shabbos says you are allowed to use this, to connect this magnet to the fridge to disconnect it, it's not a problem of boiner, he says, but he cautions us, be very, very careful that the sheets that it's connected to are not considered muktzah. That's what he says. Now, the Shmur Shabbos Kilchoso, in the new version, Perachaf Gimel, Halocha Memvov, is actually a little bit more machmir over here. And the Shmur Shabbos Kilchoso says, yes, you would be allowed to put something and take something off the fridge. However, im omnom datoi lahashiroisei lemeshach zman, if you're intending to leave it there for a long time, then he says that that is going to be a problem. If you're intending to leave the magnet for a long time, so then he says maybe that is considered toifer, maybe that is considered attaching something. So there are certain things which we know are considered real toifer, like gluing things, and there are certain things which are never considered toifer, for example, like a zip or Velcro. So a magnet over here, says the Shmur Shabbos Kilchoso, is somewhere in the middle that... If your intention is to leave it there for a long time, you know, sometimes people have a magnet on a fridge, you give a bubba a magnet that has a picture of the Einiklach, it could be there lonetzach. Yeah, this is now part and parcel of the fridge, they're gonna keep it there, they're gonna look at it, it's not something they put up and take down. So if you're intending to leave it there for a long time, the Shmur Shabbos Kilchoso isn't happy with that. What about the malacha of Kosev? So there's a Mishnah Brura in Simon Shin Mem, towards the end of a very, very long Sifkoton Chaf Beis, and the Mishnah Brura speaking about connecting lettering onto a poroiches. And the Mishnah Brura says, "Also lechav oisius shel kesef leporoiches v'kiyotzeboy to kein kesef." You're not allowed to attach letters to a poroiches, like silver letters or something, because that is like writing. And over here, he says that if you're actually attaching it, then that's going to be a problem. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach takes from here in Shulchan Shlomo Sif Koton Lamed Hei over here that if you're actually going to connect letters using a magnet, then that should also be osa because you're actually connecting them. And so even if you have letters, let's say they're Scrabble letters, and if it's non-magnetic Scrabble, so you're just putting the letters next to each other, so there are those who say that that's not a problem since there are pre-existing letters. You're just putting them next to each other, you're not connecting them, so then many say that would be okay. The Igros Moshe Arachaim Aleph Simon Kuf Lamatei Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso Tes Zayin Kaf Dalad and others as well. So all of these things where it's not actually connected, it's going to be fine. However, when you see over here in this Mishnah Brura, if you're being machaber them, you're actually connecting them, so then it's really considered like writing. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, if you do have letters on a fridge, you would not be able to connect those letters because once they're actually... because they're magnetic ones, so that's considered a connection regarding the malacha of kosevs. Yeah. So when it comes to is it binyan, when it comes to is it toifer, so there was a discussion over there. But when it comes to actually writing, once it's actually these letters are connected to the fridge, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach is going to says that it's osa. Is there any room at all over here lahokol? So I saw Nissim Karelitz in Chut Shoni Aleph Kaf Omud Kuf Nun Zayin is actually mistapek.
Even over here, whether it's considered kasiva, he doesn't outright forbid that, because he says over here as well, maybe this isn't considered a significant enough type of chibur to the fridge also for it to be considered kaisef. So yetzim idvarenu is that enjoy putting magnets on and off the fridge if they do not have any lettering, and you can put them on, you can take them off. Certainly, according to Shmir Shabbos Kelchoso, you would be allowed to do that, just not if you have intention to leave them there for a long time. And regarding Kaisev, mainstream opinion would say over here to avoid putting letters next to each other if they were on some sort of a magnetic background, either one of these Deluxe type Scrabble games, or whether they are on the fridge. Okay, Hatzlocha, and have a wonderful Shabbos.